Welcome back to Eternal Thrust to the 45th episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm going to be going over some tips in Chapter 2, Season 8, and I'm going to be going over the item shop, and I'm also going to be going over, I'm going to do a weapon breakdown on the sideways AR, the sideways assault rifle, and yeah, I'm going to also go over how you can get Dr. Sloan's mythic. I didn't want to do the weapon breakdown this episode, but I'm probably going to make, another episode later today, on Dr. Sloan's, burst assault rifle. So let's get into this. Alright, so the first tip is, when you would defeat the anomaly in Fortnite, and if you don't know what the anomaly is, then it's like this place where like the cube monsters, they would take over a location. And by knowing where that is, if you would look on your map, then just look for like a big bubble of like a weird color, like kind of dark orange mixed with purple. And then if you go in, there's no building, there's low gravity, and there's monsters attacking you. But the way to defeat them is you just have to shoot at the monsters, and you have to shoot at the thing that they're coming out of. It's like a cube structure, kind of. And then when you would defeat all of them, then the thing would close, and it would just be back to normal, and it would be like it never was there, and you would get really good loot. excuse me. You would get really good loot when you would defeat them. So, yeah. Next is there is like a secret hiding place slash secret bunker in Weeping Woods. Well, it's at the crash site of Weeping Woods. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a big shipping metal container, and I think the color is yellow of the shipping container. And if you go there, just look for like a shipping container. It's kind of by the crash site in Weeping Woods. But it's not like at the middle of Weeping Woods where all the cabins are and stuff. But just go there, and then you can go through this shipping container, and it takes you like down these stairs, and there's loot and stuff there. There's ammo boxes. And it's a good place to go, if you're trying to figure out some new places in the season. Next is Blelvin the Cube has been found. So Blelvin the Cube, I think he's the cube that is like rebooting all of the alien, no, not the aliens, like the cube monsters and stuff. But I forgot where he is. I think he's kind of by Camp Cod, or like Sludgy Swamp, actually. And I also forgot to say that Corny Complex is no longer called Corny Complex. It's called Corny Crops. So yeah, it's still the same place, but I'm pretty sure the big red barn is still, is gone. I haven't played Fortnite in a while, so I kind of forgot. Next is you have to craft the sideways minigun and the sideways AR with cube crafting parts to get the mythic versions of them. So, yeah, that's the only way you can get the mythic versions. I'm pretty sure that's the only way you can get the mythic versions of them, for the sideways guns, to craft them. And to get those parts, you have to search, like, the cube monster's chest when you go to the anomaly. Next is Dr. Sloan is still in the game. So how I found out is that I was playing with one of my friends, Hayden. He was on this podcast. He was on an episode called Halo, and he just talked about Halo and stuff. But we were just playing, and then someone shot at us, and we're like, wow, that did lots of damage. And then we saw like the red exclamation marks above their heads. We're like, who is that? And then we went closer, and we saw that it was Sloan and the IO guards. So Sloan, she still has like her clones with her. It would just automatically show up, like she would just shoot at you first. I think she would spot you first, but I'm not necessarily sure where she spawns. But if you kill her, then you will get her burst assault rifle. It's mythic, and she has the IO guards with her, so if you kill the IO guards, they also drop loot, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, just make sure to watch out for that, and I do not know where they spawn. I think it just happens randomly, because it was very random when it happened. Oh shoot, what happened? What did I do? Okay. Now I'm going to do a break. Oh shoot. Now I'm going to do a breakdown on the sideways assault rifle. Let me go to my photos. Okay, where is it? I'm getting close. Apparently it's not there. All right. Okay, sorry about that. I was trying to find the stats for the sideways assault rifle, but I cannot find it. And I tried to edit the segment I was just recording because it sounded kind of weird, but it was not letting me edit it. So that's fine. So I'm just going to go over the sideways assault rifle. There are five rarities. There is uncommon, rare, epic, legendary, and mythic, and that is from worst to good. I'm just going to go over and I'm going to say the color. So first we have uncommon. The color is green. The DPS is 101.5. The damage is 29. The fire rate is 3.5. The magazine size is unlimited. The cooldown is 2.94 seconds. Next the rare. The color is blue. The DPS is 105. The damage is 30. The fire rate is 3.5. The magazine size is unlimited. And the cooldown is 2.8 seconds. Next we have the epic. The color is purple. So the DPS is 112. The damage is 32. The fire rate is 3.5. The magazine size is unlimited. The cooldown is 2.66 seconds. What is that glitch? Oh, never mind. Okay, so these are the best two ones. The two best, sideways, assault rifles. So, obviously, they're the legendary and the mythic. And the only way you can craft... the only way you can get the mythic is you can even craft it from a uncommon. You just have to keep on crafting it with cube monster parts until you get to mythic. Or you can just do it the easy way and craft it from legendary, and you only have to craft it once. But I'm just gonna go over the legendary first. So the legendary, the color is gold. So, the DPS is 115.5, the damage is 35, the fire rate is 3.5, the magazine size is unlimited, and the cooldown is 2.52 seconds. Now, the best of all, the mythic, and the color is, like, a dark gold, not a dark gold, like a light gold, and, yeah, I can't explain it any better of the color. So the DPS is 133. That's kind of weird. The damage is 38. The fire rate is 3.5. The magazine size is unlimited, and the cooldown is 2.1 seconds. And this takes medium ammo. And it has a headshot multiplier of 1.5 times. And it says, I'm just going to read this thing that it says. It says the sideways rifle is a fully automatic, fast-firing, medium to long-range weapon. It has first-shot accuracy, enabling longer-range engagements. The sideways rifle does not have magazine size and works on a cooldown system. Firing the weapon for too long will cause it overheat, and the player must wait a short time before using it again. What the heck was that? When the weapon is close to overheating, the damages and the gem, I cannot say it, the damage increases. So yeah, that's pretty sick. You can find it in sideways chests and the sideways anomaly, and you can craft them. And oh, this is cool. It shows sideways rifles can be upgraded with 15 cube monsters from uncommon to rare, 20 cube monsters, 20 cube monster parts from rare to epic, 25 cube monster parts from epic to legendary, and 50 cube monster parts to, from legendary to mythic. And uncommon is green, rare is blue, epic is purple, legendary is a dark gold, and mythic is a light gold. The strategy guide to it is make sure to time your cooldown correctly, as even though you will be dealing more damage, it will be very dangerous to wait for a several second cooldown period between firing again. Is that rain? But yeah. Why are they making so much noise? What I think of the assault rifle, it sounds really good, but like I'm not actually sure how it works because I've never used it. Well, like I know how it works because I just read all the stuff obviously, but like I've never actually used it before. I've just seen everybody else use it, but I'm not sure how I like it. I like how it sounds, but I had did a breakdown on the sideways minigun and I like that a lot. But yeah, I'm not sure about it, but it sounds good, but I could change my mind or I could still have the same opinion, but let me know if you guys have, different opinions. Dude, I have no idea what's happening out there. What is that, bro? I think that's the laundry. Okay. I have no idea what that was, but it ended. So I'm gonna take a 30-second break. I will be right back. And after I come back, I'm going to go over the item shop, yesterday's item shop. And I did not go over it yesterday, but I'm gonna talk about the new skin and stuff. But yeah, I will be right back. All right, so I don't think I told you guys this yet, but I would try to be uploading as fast as I can because school is getting really busy and it's gonna get even more busy. And plus I have basketball, which is starting to start up again. But I'm still going to have enough time, but I may just not be like as quick to get to the new stuff. I'm gonna go over the item shop now. So first of all, we have the new skin. It is called Janky Bundle. Well, it's called Janky, but there's a bundle. So the bundle costs, wait, hold up, I need to scoot on my chair. The bundle costs 1,800 V-Bucks, and the bundle comes with the skin Janky, his backlin Janky's stunt helmet, and his pickaxes Janky's dead fish. And they're literally dead fish. And like he's kind of like, I don't know what the positioning of his head is. It looks very uncomfortable. He's kind of like a, I'm not sure if that's a mouse or like a cat, but it looks kind of weird. I don't know how to explain it. So yeah, you can get his Janky skin for 1,500 V-Bucks with his back bling. And you can get his Janky's dead fish for 800 separately. So next we have, wow, this is a big item shop. On the next page we have, Echo for 1,200 V-Bucks. What is happening? It comes with an extra style, and it comes with a back bling, which also has an extra style. She has her Iverson blades, or no, inversion blades, for 500 V-Bucks, and they also have an extra style. Next we have her glider, the Echo Jet. for 800, and her rap echoes. Next we have Mecha Team Leader. If you buy him for 1,600, you will get his back bling called Jet Set. It has an extra style, and he also has an extra style, and it also comes with a built-in emote. Wait, is he part of that? Oh, okay. He comes with, well, no, he doesn't, it doesn't come with. He has, pickaxes called Combo Cleavers, and he has a rap called Mecha Team. They're technically a part of him, but, like, they're in the same set, but these emotes are just 100 V-Bucks each. The first one is Team Mech and Team Monster. This whole set is from, Chapter 2, Season 9, from the event. I wanted the monster to win, but it's okay. Next we have the Shogun skin. I think that's how you say it. For 2,000 V-Bucks, and it comes with a back bling called Bladed Wings. Next we have a Chormium for 1,200 V-Bucks, and it doesn't come with a back bling. All these things I'm going to say are emotes. So first we have Hit Chicker. I think that's how you say it, for 500 V-Bucks. Next we have Make It Plantain for 500 V-Bucks. Whirlwind for 500, and Raise the Roof for 200. On the next page, two of these pages, these items have been vaulted for a year or more, and they haven't been in the item shop since. So, first we have Pazan. I think that's how you say it, but I'm saying it wrong. For 1,200 V-Bucks, and comes with the back bling. And we have the male version of it, Axum, for 1,200 V-Bucks, and it also comes with the back bling. We have their glider disruptor for 800, and their pickaxe, Pismonic Edge. Next we have Backbone for 1,200 V-Bucks with, with the backbling called Road Ready, and his pickaxe Thwartle for 800 V-Bucks, and his glider Blaze. That's actually a sick glider. Next we have Deep Sea Dominator for 1,500 V-Bucks, and it comes with, a back bling called Octink. Next we have Deep Sea Destroyer for 1,500, and it also comes with a back bling Rebreather. Dude, that looks like I don't even know what that is. We have their glider and their pickaxe. So first, their pickaxe is called Nautilus for 1,200. And their, did I say that? That's their pickaxe. That's their glider. And next, their pickaxe is Kraken Axe. These skins? Next, we have Hyperon. Am I kidding? For 1,200 V-Bucks. It does not come with a backling. And next, we have Dazzle for 1,200 V-Bucks. And we have their glider Hyper for 500. The Marigold quest is... I'm saying it wrong. The Golden Touch quest pack is back, but I was calling it the Marigold quest pack, but that's not what it's called. But the skin is called Marigold. So in the Marigold pack, it comes with a skin, Marigold, and it comes with the extra style. She has, like, a reactive gold style. She has a reactive back bling, which also turns into gold. She comes with quests, and you can get V-Bucks. She comes with the Golden Daggers pickaxe, and she comes with a loading screen. And that costs $11.99, and you have to buy it with money. So you could either use a gift card or your debit card or your credit card. You can't buy it with V-Bucks. The Shadow Risings pack is still here. Fortnite Magma Masters pack is still here. Dizzy's Domain pack is still here. And this thing has been in for like 2 years. It's still here, the Fortnite Last Laugh bundle. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I think that's it for this episode. But I'm pretty sure I'm gonna do a weapon breakdown on Sloan's burst assault rifle. It's probably gonna be a short episode because there's not that much to it. But yeah, so make sure to be on the lookout for that. And I may talk about some other things, but if I do not make it today, then I will try to make it. Excuse me. I will try to make it tomorrow. But yeah. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review. And you will be featured in one of my next episodes. Also, you can be featured in one of my next episodes by sending me an email. You can give me some tips for Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 8 or just some general tips on Fortnite. You can give me some episode ideas or just simply say hi. But another thing I saw is that, like, I was trying to open up my, like, what's it called? My email for my Gmail that I use for the Eternal Royale email. But it was not working, so I'm assuming I probably got emails and I wasn't responding to you guys, but I thought I was getting emails, but like I was signed into another account on my phone, so, and it's not working when I sign in. But after this episode, I would try on my iPad now to see if I got any emails, because I would feel kind of bad because I've been saying I will feature you, but then you guys would be saying, well, he's not featuring me, and he says it every time. But I'm sorry if you guys have sent me any emails. I will make sure to reply if I have got any. But yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.